for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday morning service of April the 14th, 1990. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Continuation of Bob Boose's Saturday morning teaching.
All right. Natural, supernatural. I yield to the Holy Ghost with my natural. Spirit pops right up there into my little monitor. And it's just like your natural. Very little difference. Glenn, you said that this morning, or Irma. Said these things get to running together, and it's hard to separate them. And that's the reason why you got to love. You got to be sweet. You got to be gentle. You got to be honest. You got to be kind. You can't be a little devil and move in the gifts of the Spirit. Even though there are ministers that are little devils, and they move in the gifts of the Spirit. And sometimes I wonder if that is witchcraft or not. Some of it is witchcraft. Others, it's just the gifts of the calling of God are without repentance. And once you learn to move in the gifts of the Spirit, you can still talk in tongues and still be semi-backslid.
Amen.
You understand? So you see, you've got to hang loose on all this teaching. And don't get mad if I said something you didn't understand or you didn't agree with, because you asked me, I probably wouldn't agree either. Coming from your angle, see? So learn how to handle this. Learn how to listen to a preacher. Learn how to just forget it if you don't like it.
Amen.
Without going out and getting mad about it. But you want to make sure you don't just turn God down. Yield every member. Put that up, honey. We don't have time to preach anymore. Yield every member. What are my members? Touch, hearing, sight, feeling, all kind of stuff like that, huh? What else? Lillian?
Your fingers, your mouth. What about the imagination?
That's a very important area. Your emotions? Do you yield your emotions? Woo! Glory to God, see? I yielded my emotions. Glory to God, I yielded my body. Love the Lord with all your strength. See, that includes jumping once in a while. That's part of your strength. Love Him with everything. See, your body's included in all this worship, isn't it? See, you can't separate yourself from the natural. This is why you don't move against the Spirit more, because you're thinking, where is that gift? Where is that Holy Ghost? Why don't you talk to me, God? Now, I'm blessed. I'm mad about this. Talk to that guy. Well, he just never stopped and told you how it worked. Now, I got all this by just sweating it out myself. Just digging it out. I did not get this member. Hagin'd get up. I was under him a lot. And he'd say, now, this is all the Spirit. Boy, where is that Spirit? Talk, Lord, talk. Come on, move it. Couldn't get the Holy Ghost to move, because he's already there, already in first gear, and all I had to do is let the clutch out. Boy, it'll take off every time. It'll go. You little sinkers, you're ready to go. You're fired up. You got it. That shoulder getting sore? Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Yield every member. Yield every member. Your imaginations. Now watch here now. I want every one of you, you can close your eyes, you don't have to, you can just open your eye, and you see yourself getting out of the bed this morning in your mind. See yourself getting out of bed.
Throwing the cover back.
And making up your bed. I hope you did. And little lazy rascal you should have. Hallelujah. Stinker, go home and make that bed up. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And whatever you did, went and washed. I got in there and took a shower this morning. Shaved up a little dab. Washed my hair. Combed it. Lillian had to recomb it. She didn't like the way I did it on her thing. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Then I recombed it after that. Yeah, I mean, I see myself doing all that. Can you do that in yourself? Was all of you able to see yourself do that? Now, what was you doing? You was yielding your imagination. You did not have it. See, you close your eyes, and you actually did not have a vision of that. It was an imaginary vision. You follow me there? This is exactly where the Holy Ghost functions. Isn't that amazing? How many of you felt like God told you, come on down here to this meeting this morning? How many, yeah, come on. How many of you felt like God told you to come to this camp? Well, did you have a real revelation or just come into your mind? How'd God speak to you? Right into your mind. See, God used your mind, you old sweet things. Isn't that funny? Gifts of spirit right there all the time. Ho, ho. Hallelujah. Now, this is different levels, you see. Now, if you're one of these fellows that's just so wide open, it just comes to you, that's because you're wide open to the Spirit, and it's also because God ordained some people to be like that. But more than anything, it's because of your spirit makeup. You're just yielded to the Holy Spirit. And usually, these people that are like this, they are doozies and stupid in a lot of areas. Man, one prophet said to me, I said, how do you get this going? He said, either you got it or you don't. And he was just crazy. Didn't know anything.
And he had a good ministry.
We see, God gives them this stuff, and so they think you're a bunch of jerks, and you got something special. No, it's just the way they're made up, basically. It's yielded to the Holy Ghost. But they're dumb over here in this other area. They don't know how to yield anything. So you got to realize you don't worship preachers because they got a moving in the gifts of the Spirit. You just say, well, boy, you dummy, do it yourself. Stir yourself up. So you yield your mind. Now, we're going to, since it's getting a little late here, we're going to let all of you yield to the Holy Ghost right now. And usually I call you down here in front, about five of you, just the green ones. It's never moved in the gifts before. These old hot ones, man, they can get up here and really perform, see? Some of you sweethearts can perform in the Spirit so well, better than I can. You understand? You're so open. God's people. I get people up here and I teach them. Now, I want you to get up here and I get the raw people. Never moving the gifts in their life. I said, I want you to pick out that fellow there and tell me what's wrong with him in his physical body.
Physically. And they do it.
I want you to look back there and find out what's wrong with that person in their physical body. May not have anything wrong. I said, now pick out somebody. They hesitate. And I said, if you don't get somebody picked out, I'll pick out somebody for you. Just pick somebody out. Now, the thing of it is, God's get moving in the Holy Ghost. He'll help you do that a lot better. But when you start, well, you just start. Amen. Now, old boy may not have anything wrong. Old gal might not have anything wrong with it. But usually, when God speaks to them, it'll show something they've had in the past or something they can identify with. Like one lady got up and says, I see you with the staples in your stomach. That's funny. This lady just called her out. See, one of these greenhorns. I said, now, find out what's wrong with that woman there.
And sure enough, she had staples put in her stomach for diet.
Two-thirds of my stomach out. Said, there's staples the rest of it together. So it does something to the body of Christ when they see their own people moving in direct revelation. Now, how do you do that? Well, here's the way you do that, since we're not going to deal with that this morning, but I'm going to tell you how to do it. You don't do this after you get moving in this. You automatically do it. See, everything's automatic after you get going. I'm just showing you the basic principles. And I didn't do this when I started, but I know it works. You just say, God, I want to see what's wrong with it, brother. And then you say, just kind of pray in the Spirit a little bit. Look, just kind of look off to one side of it and close your eyes. And even in your eyes, look off to one side. And then you visualize the parts of a human body. And God will just, man, he'll hit the part that that person has need in. I mean, everything's simple in the gifts. Are you hearing me?
Now, the reason why he's saying look off to the side, if you look at a person's eyes, then that becomes a drawing, a contact.
Yeah, throw you out of line so you can't focus in on spirit real good. Now, watch this. I can pull people up here out of the auditorium, greenhorns, and they can do it better than I can. Because I did that two or three times and I missed it. It locked me, see? So I can do it, but I really am hesitant on it, see? But you've never been hurt, so I get you up here and you'll do it. Are you out there? Don't be afraid. We're not going to do it this morning because we just don't have time. But I want you to think about that. Where does this stuff come from? It's all simple. God is not complicated. Now, thing of it is, if I pray for you, I wouldn't visualize you, but I just let God show me the part that needed prayer. See, this opens up automatically. Well, I said that in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, about a year ago. The pastor jumped up and said, let me show you how I've been doing this all my life. And he had been traveling with evangelists, and he picked up this same type of ministry. He said, I just visualize a human body up there, and I let God put little dots.
You put an X on the place.
See, I just let God put dots on the part of the body that needs prayer. Just the way it is identifying with the Holy Spirit. Are you there?
Yeah.
Now, you sort of practice this, and it's a whole lot more. Now, what we're going to do this morning now is for you to yield to the Holy Spirit. And we're going to have Glenn. Where's Irma?
Right back there.
You want to come down here, Irma? Yeah, you can do that, can't you, honey? Glenn, would you and your sweet wife get a chair and sit up here? So then, the reason why I'm using them for your practice, see, you're not, they're not going to do a bunch of dumb things with your prophecy. So if you miss it, it's not going to hurt anything. Okay? So you minister to them. You have a word for them. And you let God give you a picture now. Don't take words. Now, if you're a person that's used to moving with words, then go ahead and use what you're used to. Did you get that? So as you yield, you want to pray in tongues a little bit, inside a little bit first. And then you pick out Glenn or Irma, or both of them. You can just, and of course, look, we're not going to check on their sex life, are we? You follow me?
Yeah.
This is important. See, we're going to limit this to their ministry.
Well, now look, when you find somebody asks you to pray for them, and they ask you to pray for their ankle, you're going to pray for the ankle. You're not going to pray for the chest.
All right, so we're praying.
So that's limiting the prophecy right there.
So you do everything with your mind, and it goes like this. Now, it doesn't mean that God can't just bang, give me a word, and then I have to find out what he's talking about, what area. See, but I'm talking about when you're beginning. You've got to control yourself. So you limit it to their ministry. Are you following me? You can't say, I wonder if they're fighting at home. I wonder if they're about to have a divorce. Well, go ahead and yield to that stuff. You'll get something for them. See? You're yielding in the spirit of love. What can I do to encourage them about their ministry and about the future of this camp? This is a love word. Now, what kind of word are you going to give?
Love.
Love word. Now, I want all of you to begin to yield to the Spirit. Some of you will not be able to give it today because of the time element. Praise the Lord. You got a little time. Pray in tongues a little bit. Lillian, sing the Hallelujah chorus.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to pray in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Let your imagination now pick up
hallelujah.
A word in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
All right, now look up here. Some of you haven't got your picture yet, but you can get it as you go along. Or some of you got a picture and you threw it away and didn't take it because you didn't understand it. That's what you can't do. You have to pick everything that comes into your mind when we're like this, at least when you're in this atmosphere, and let God use it, see? Now, you let God interpret. Some of you learn how to interpret it as you hear others have similar visions of yours, and you'll see how they interpret it and say, ah, that's good, that'll help me. I understand now what God gave me. You see, we're in training now. We may all miss it. That's okay, isn't it? We're not really going to miss it. Very few.
Bob?
Very few.
You stay back.
Wait a minute. Oh, you turned something else on, huh?
Yeah.
Very few will miss it. But the thing of it is, we're not going to worry if we do miss it, are we? Are you out there?
Yeah.
We're not going to worry if we miss it, are we?
No.
Say training.
Training.
Workshop.
Workshop.
So if you miss it, it's okay. So that gives you freedom to relax and then yield to the Holy Spirit. Why are we doing this? We want to train you to be open to the Spirit. To open up to God. Learn something, you see. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is fun. Now, I am going to minister to them first. That'll sort of give you a starter. Lily will be second. This will kind of give you something to, you know, get started. And then I'll go out like this. Ready? Ebroko, Jeti. Now, I'm going to do both of them, I think. Just together. Kovroshe, Librahaha. Ombrokosa. See, I might change my mind after I get going. Brokodoshe, Darahata. Ombrokosokora. Oprakasikaya. Ombrakasakaya. Praise you, Lord. Now, Glenn, I was going to sit down in that chair. Give me a chair. I like to relax. Now, this particular revelation, I really didn't like it so well. I like things a lot smoother. But I saw you two with ropes around your neck, not choking you, but tied together. And you folks flow together. You're beautiful in the spirit. But you know, there's a little bit of legalism there that ought to be broken up. Now, you love me if I miss it, see? A little bit of maybe harshness there that needs to be broken up of, you know, locked in this, you know, walking together. But, and then I saw these ropes being cut, okay? And then you joined hands and walked together. Now, what's the difference there? One is a looser flowing, and the other one was, it wasn't tight, but it nevertheless it was a little more rigid. I feel like God is going to loosen your folks up a little bit more in your ministry. You'll still be one like this, see, but it'll be a more relaxed type. Does that witness to you in any way? And see, now if it doesn't, what are they supposed to do? Chunk it. See? But you've got to give people that freedom so you can exercise what you feel like God's showing you. Are you there? I wanted something a whole lot smoother. Well, that was a good word, though, for them. Bori eki brahasa. Sokora. Ombrako sokora. Ombrako sokora. I saw what I saw you doing this morning again on a different picture altogether. You're a cooler down for this brother. You're a real governor for this man. I saw them two sitting in a buggy. This is just a picture now. It's a parable. And Glenn's got that whip out just to beating those horses. And this, boy, he's going to get everything out of them he can, see? And Irma takes her hand like this. Cool it down a little bit, brother. And then I remembered what she did this morning. Same idea. But it was such a love thing, wasn't it? And it's a balance that's beautiful. Oh, Glenn, it didn't bother him much. He just got to come up and got rough again. But it's a beautiful relationship that God's given you folks. A team. Mother?
What I saw was a couple of angels leading the way of you two. And as they went, they would take things out of the path. You know, the Lord's been clearing your path for a long time.
Well,
and he's going to keep on clearing.
That's it. He's going to keep on clearing away. Just as you've seen God move in the past. That's what God said. Just as you've seen me move boulders for you in the past, there'll still be boulders out there in the future, but I'll keep on moving them. You see, that's a good word for those sweethearts. Just a simple parable, but interpreted by the Holy Ghost. What did you see, honey?
Well, I saw these angels walking out in front of them. They were following them. Yeah. And the angels were clearing things out of the path as they went.
Isn't that pretty nice? Now, that's a comforting love word. Now, these they're not going to really remember all these words. They're just going to remember the beautiful spirit of it all. Now, brother, are you ready? Oh, you got... Here's old prophet back there.
There's a mic there. You can just stop right there. There's a mic.
There's a mic here. Up here's Mike, see?
Okay, praise God. When you were saying about they had the heads tied together, well, what I saw was their hands, and I'm glad you brought it down to the hands. Glory to God not necessarily means that they are not together in mind and in spirit, but the Lord gave me a word, perseverance. And as he gave me that word, perseverance, I saw you going up this mountain. And Brother Bob had mentioned about the flags. Well, this time you had a big one. But as you was going up this mountain, it wasn't like a struggle and traveling, but looked like the Lord had called it for you to go up gliding up to the top of the mountain. And as you got up to the top of this mountain and you planted this flag, and then I saw these angels that were surrendering around you, and the Spirit of the Lord said that which you have begun, that which you have started, the Lord said you're going to accomplish your mission and going to fulfill it, and the glory of God is going to shine round about you, and the body of Christ is going to recognize that glory.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I really get a strong witness on that prophecy, don't you? Yeah. Moving right on up and planting that flag. This is the way. Glory to God. Now, see, God gave him the parable of the mountain, right? And then as you got that, then the Lord opened up your spirit and spoke those words. Is that correct?
Amen.
He's trying to show you where he's getting this. His spirit, he just heard those words inside. Come alive in him. Okay. Brother, are you ready? You got something, sis? How about you, doll? All right, now you're just sort of exhorting him, is that right? You're sort of exhorting him?
Yeah,
okay. Now, what she's doing, she's sort of exhorting him a little bit. I like his good spirit. That's all right, sweetie.
Keep it up.
Now, we want you to understand now. We want you to get a picture from God. She's just loving him and doing the best she can. And try to pick up a picture, or if you're used to moving in the gifts of spirit, pick up the words that you're used to. You passing it up?
I don't know whether it's one or the other or both, but I believe they're looking for help in this ministry here in this place. Either another person or another couple or whatever. In some areas, they're looking for help.
Does that make sense to you, brother?
We can use all the help the Lord sends us. And your cabin, bless their hearts, are more naked almost.
Yes.
With us.
So, are you from here?
No.
All right. And I believe that's a good word, brother. Y'all kind of get a witness on that? See, we're sort of judging this. That's a good word. All right, brother, you had your hand up. So, just like Irma got the picture, going on to Zion, in other words, mission accomplished. Gone through until the final victory. Glory to God. That's wonderful. Now, brother had his hand up back there. I'll recognize him, and I'll see you, brother.
going, and you want... You've been a man under authority, and you know how to be a man in authority and say, go here and do this. And it came down there doing this work for God. It's time for you to come here and rest a while and come up that mountain of Zion and restore yourself with the Lord and get new direction. I saw it as Joshua, the time of Joshua. As Moses was on the mountain, so was Joshua waiting. And this is the time for you to come up and get a refreshing for the Lord. It's just time that you restore that thing, because God's going to do some things in the spiritual realm greater than he's done before and call you into another realm. You've been much in the physical realm, and it needed to be done. But it's time now that you come up into time that God speak directly to you.
Well, people are used to moving against the Spirit and understand the Spirit. What do you feel about that word? What did you say, brother? No, I didn't want you to give him a word yet. I just want to know, anybody think that's the devil?
No.
I think that is a good word for that brother, don't you?
Yeah.
A sister. Good word. I just...
to get off that machine a while.
Now, did you notice the spirit of this man? Just a minute, honey. Somebody back here ahead of you anyway. Notice the spirit. He said, you may not receive it, or something like that. It was gentle. It wasn't saying, bless God, you better obey the prophet. It was a very tender, gentle approach. It was a good approach, brother. A beautiful prophecy. Now, this brother back here had his hand up. Yes.
Brother, I've not done this before, so it's very interesting.
Oh, that's good.
Experience. When you invited, I'm not from England, but I've lived there for a while.
You sound like one.
New Zealand. And there was a great...
You're going to have to take that girl to Hawaii, huh? And you've been after it.
Next year, I told him it's 50 years ago,
I
do something
kind of... I confess, I agree they're going to go to Hawaii.
There's another brother had one.
Okay, catch this sister first. Okay, the basic thing you had was sort of a hospital for soldiers. And that was the basic thing you're saying, and then the, what was the next thing?
Boot camp for people.
In other words, at Jewel, you're saying? Okay, now you're healing and training. Good word. I don't get anything against that, do you? Good, encouraging word. Fine word. Okay, honey, I'll take this next over here. So, kind of saw the anointing working in him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Back here, another lady had her hand up. Irma, do you understand that for him? Just come up and lay your hands on him. Just stand behind him, lay your hand on his shoulder. His wife will lay her hand on his stomach area there. And you take the authority that God's given you, since God gave you the revelation knowledge, and break the thing. And, of course, all the other things will be involved, too.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Bless you. Amen.
Miracles in his life. Miracles in his life. Miracles in his life. Miracle healing. A miracle healing. A miracle healing right now. Miracle healing right now in the name of Jesus. Miracle healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Miracle, miracles, miracles. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
God. Thank you, sister.
Praise you, Jesus. Bob, don't forget this brother back here.
All right. Which one was this, honey?
Right, okay. There.
Right. Now, brother, where did you get this? Is this just an exhortation, or did God give you a revelation to start from? Or just... You had a sort of a...
revelation to begin with.
Okay.
And then
that's a good word. You all understood that pretty good, didn't you? A lot of encouragement in it, primarily, and just appreciating you. Now, some of you others got some words. We got a little more time yet. Yes, honey? Excuse me. Primarily, what's she saying there, honey?
Well, they didn't remain just the two of them. Other people kept coming in. The picture kept enlarging because of other people.
Oh, so we're talking about enlargement. Is that it?
Enlargement.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll go for that, won't we? So that wasn't a false prophecy. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. Who else
Mary?
Has a word out here?
Mary has a word.
The Son and the Holy Ghost watching over you.
Hey. Well, honey, that's a good word. That's a
Amen.
Good word. Come
Amen.
On. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on. There's some more hot words out there. You just want to give it. Honey, come on. Stand up. Get under one of those mics up there.
And the steps go up.
Going up.
Spiral steps.
Yes.
Well, what do you think that means, Dal?
I'm not quite sure if that's a decision that has to be made.
Step on down here closer. Just kind of talk a little bit, and sometimes it'll come out.
Well,
first of all, that's a rest. There's still plenty ahead. The steps going up. See, the point about those spiral steps, too, you see, they're not winding around out there somewhere. Man, they're heading up.
Yeah, they're going up.
And you got to put a lot of climb in it, because, boy, every step you're going up, and so you have to rest every once in a while. Just confirmation on that rest, brother. Thank you, doll. Come on, honey. Step on down here. Yes, it's... Get on down here. We can feel you better. They're waiting lunch. Look at those cooks back there. Just mad as a hornet.
Having a good time in Hawaii, maybe.
La, la, la. Now, that was so sweet. A waterfall, and he's on one side, she's on the other. So what God's saying is this is their place of joy, place of happiness, and place of playing together. In God's word. Honey, that's a good word. Aren't these beautiful words?
Yes, these are all beautiful people.
Beautiful, beautiful words. Come on, who's next? And they're hungry. We're hungry. Okay, so God is releasing. The purpose of this camp, then, is going to be release, give liberty, freedom to people. It's the history of the camp. It'll get stronger, the spirit of release for people. They come in here. It is an oasis of release. Come on, honey. I see you both. All right. Now, what does that mean for us? They're ministering peace to one another. They are peace. When you stand up here and minister, you're going to get peace. See, they're not going to minister strife to you because they are peaceful people. Somebody had their hand up right here. Yes. Well, it's a call, isn't it? It's a call. I think you've been sending out a call all over for a long time, haven't you? Good word. Well, since it's lunchtime, you still feel like you got to tell your word. Who is it? It's got another. It's hot. Got to have it. Got to give it. Yes, honey. So God is saying, God is merely saying, walk cautiously, make righteous decisions. Be prayerful about your decisions. And you're going to have, in other words, just wise. Wisdom. Anybody else? Got to do it. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I thank you and appreciate it all. But we're a classroom here for almost everything we do, whether you realize or not. This is a classroom for teaching on deliverance and all of that. and but also all that has come, I am imparting that to the rest of those that labor here at the campground as well. I believe that what comes for Irma and I is also for everybody else here that labors to help with all that's necessary here on the campground. You see, there's no way that Irma and I could begin to ever do what's needed done here. And the Lord has supplied us faithful Kevin and Patricia, and they have been faithful to us and to their call of this place beyond what I could express or tell to them. The Lord, Kevin has been with us for many years, and he's been one of the most faithful of all people, and Patricia and others that help us here. And I just appreciate those that are faithful to help in what the Lord's called us to here. Some people look and think, well, isn't that wonderful? Well, you stay here for a month or 2 months or 6 months, and you might change your mind and think it wasn't so wonderful. Because, see, there's you see today, but you don't see next week and the things that we have to contend and deal with. I appreciate how those that help us here, how they flow and help to keep us, all of us, that we labor together here so that you can come here. Because without all the other help, you couldn't come here because we couldn't take care of you. So what you give to us, we in turn, and I in turn, give to those who help us here and labor for the campground. And the Lord showed us that this is like a school. What we teach and you learn about deliverance, that's a school. You're being taught to go back and help it to expound, come forth through you. You're in a classroom. You're learning. You're getting help, but you're also learning so you can help others. Well, it's almost time for the ladies' luncheon, or ladies and men's meeting.
This is the end of this message.